Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Steve, talk to us. I mean, I know God's done so much in your life.
Oh, yeah.
What's the Lord saying?
I've just been so encouraged, just thinking about even now what God's doing. And, you know, it's always that important perspective to remember where we came from. You know, we didn't just get here. I was having lunch and recently with Greg, and we were talking, and he just began to just remind me of just like, remember this. And I was like, oh yeah. I was like, and he's like, this is important. And it just really, I really just got to thinking and going back and remembering so many of the transitions and so many of those learning moments that God has just taken me on. And it just, I was like, and I thought about it, and it's just like, if I would have known then what God has shown me now, it's just like how quickly we were able to grow. And I think about, you know, God has blessed me with just like, you know, Pat, when I first met you, you know, mm-hmm. we had those village inn coffee moments of just, you know, guys just coming together and sharing about our week, praying for one another. And it's just like how much that helped me to grow, and how many don't have that, but be able to just to be share those stories. And it just really began to remind me, it's just like when God came into my life, I really was like, I wanted to tell everybody. Mm. And at that time, I was living in an apartment complex, and I would just like, I would get home from school, and I was going back to college, and I was just like, I was praying for my neighbors, and I was praying for my neighbors mm-hmm. in the morning and afternoon, and I wasn't really meeting too many people, because it was always just kind of an awareness. It's just like in our culture, it's like people come home from work and they go right home. They go right, into the garage, and you're like trying to wave at them, and they're like, they go right home. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple buildings in that apartment complex where I used to live. So I was like, I would get creative, and I was like, okay, God, maybe I'll walk counterclockwise this time, or after counterclockwise, okay, maybe I'll walk counterclockwise, or I'll walk this way around this building. But I was so limited to that basically property line, and this was going on for months, and I was getting so frustrated. But I was like, they're not responding. I'm praying. I'm talking. And they're like, nobody's saying anything. And it was just like, if I would have known the fact that, like, okay, you can go beyond that. Because I remember a conversation I had with Greg, and he was just so patient, and he's just like, so, did you think about going across the street? And I'm like, that's a great idea. I was like, no, it never crossed my mind. And it totally blew my mind, because sometimes that we can put ourselves in a box and mm-hmm. not even realize how we're limiting ourselves, that, you know, Jesus says, go and make disciples of all nations. You know, and it's just like, you know, we can get so focused on that person right next to us. Granted, okay, but if we've shared it, or if we're not getting anything, okay, hey, just
move on.
It's okay to move
on. Okay.
Jesus moved on. There were not everybody said yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm throwing him out of town.
Yeah. And when he said that, it really began to just open up the horizons of understanding what Jesus was doing. And at that time, I was on a college campus going back to school with a little bit more maturity. And I don't remember this conversation, but Greg faithfully reminds me. Oh, more than
good at that.
More than once, which is good, because you know Jesus talks about, you know, I'll make you fishers of men, right? So we think about, like, hey, you know, we're fishing for those encounters. We're fishing for people that are hungry for Jesus. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I don't remember this conversation, but I guess reportedly.
Allegedly. I love that.
Allegedly, I had told him. I said, "There's no fish here. There's no fish here." And there's
wrong thing to say.
There's, and he was just, and again,
how many thousands are there?
So patient. Last time I checked, I think they were up to about 16,000.
Okay, okay.
Where is this at?
This is at University of West Florida.
Oh.
And I just didn't, like I said, I was in that box. So, you know, I'm just walking, and like I said, I so wanted people to know the Jesus that had changed my life. And I remember, like, when I would get out of class, you know, God was just speaking to me, and I was praying for my classmates, praying for my teachers, and it's amazing how a lot of college campuses are. They're like sectional. Mm-hmm. Like, you've got, your math buildings, your science buildings. So if you're in a specific major, you might never go to that side of the campus.
Yeah.
So I remember, like, around specific hours after, like, the 5:15 or 2:15, a lot of the classes would let out. So all of a sudden, there's people all over campus. And I remember, like, the Holy Spirit would say, okay, go talk to him. And he would be, like, across the square, like, a good 50 yards. So I would run, and I'd be like, okay, you know, obedient. God wants obedience. So I'm, like, running. And even now, just thinking back, because I would want people to know this Jesus. So I would, like, run to him. I'd be like, hey, hey, I just... And trying to tell him how Jesus loves him. And it was just kind of like, people were like, what are you doing?
You're freaking me out.
And I'm
right
freaking
now.
Me out. And I was just like, I was so like, I just so wanted to minister to
sure.
other people. But it's just like that journey that I went on of learning to hear God's voice and responding. And we have, you know, there's, you know, God says, you know, share your, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And if you haven't heard about it, you can go to Meet My Father and read the testimonies that others have shared about what Jesus Christ has done in their life. So I had taken basically sheets because I wanted to put them like all over. Because at the campus I was at, if you had an organization, a student organization, they would put up marketing or yeah. come to the dance or come to the party, whatever it was. Well, I was putting meetmyfather.org on bed sheets.
Right.
And basically tying them between trees and putting them all over campus. Mm-hmm. All over campus.
This is a huge campus now. You drive is like a giant billboard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I never thought about this, but like when you go on Meet My Father, the first testimony is Greg's testimony. And like when you read about it, it's basically what God had done in Greg's life. And again, Greg's so patient, and he's talking, and he says, so you're leading people to my testimony. And I was like, oh, right. And he's like, why don't you lead people to your testimony? that's a great idea. And never crossed my mind. So I was like, okay. And so I start putting my testimony on there, and it's all over, and trying to put it on campuses. And, you know, I wasn't a student organization, so they would get taken down and put them back up, get taken down, put them back up, get taken down. And I was like, okay, well, how can, and I started, I was like praying about it, and I'm like, how can I do this? And I remember I was on a prayer walk with Greg on campus, and I can specifically remember the very place that we were walking on campus. And this is what the Holy Spirit said to me. He says, if you open your mouth, you don't need a sheet. Mm. And I was like, okay. I'm like, and it was getting over that fear of just like getting over that fear of man and just like just being a bold witness for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So I got chalk, and you think about like children. If you go on like a sidewalk, you'll see chalk all over, and it doesn't like, you know, if it rains, it you know, it just simply washes away.
Right.
So I began to take chalk and I would write all over meetmyfather.org/Steve K, and it was basically the URL to my specific testimony. Mm-hmm. And I'm writing it all over campus, all over. And I'm sure there's security cameras somewhere of me writing on like sidewalks all over everything. And I remember one day I'm walking into class, and there was a new math building that was just recently, well, not at the time, it had just recently been built, and it was a wide sidewalk. I'm talking probably 20 feet wide.
Wow.
And now, mind you, the chalk that I had been writing was probably like the normal size of a pencil, and I was just writing small. I was just writing the URL, trying to, I was going for more, I guess, yeah, I don't know, just writing as much as possible. But what I had seen was, I walk up, and there is this mural, basically, of chalk writing across the whole sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. 20 feet wide.
20 feet wide, and probably like, I mean, as you're walking, you would probably take 4 or 5 steps just to get over these words. And it was a girl, she wasn't there at the time, it was her words, and it was a girl writing encouragement to her boyfriend for the math test he was about to have. And it was basically saying, I love you, honey, love you, sweetie, your girlfriend, I hope you do good on your math test.
Wow.
And that so convicted me because I was like, she is unashamedly in love with her boyfriend. And I was like, look at my little things of Jesus. And I was like, God, I'm like, I want to love you like that. I'm like, man. And it was amazing because it was that transition of just growing and getting, wanting to share his love like she shared. And I remember just sitting on that park bench looking at that. And it was, that was a humbling moment for me because I'm like, she loves her boyfriend more than I love Jesus. And I'm like, that's got to change. And
so what'd you do?
So I went and I got bigger chalk.
I got bigger chalk.
You got some man-sized chalk.
I got some man-sized chalk.
Oh, you had the little pencil?
Yeah, chalk? Like the little.
Is that what you're using?
The little pencil.
The little pencil.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm like praying and I'm like, God, I repent, Lord. I'm like, I want to love you more. And I just think about how patient God was with me. So I'm like literally everybody I can talk to, and I made like flyers, and I'm like, you know, here's my testimony, you know, here, you know, check out what Jesus Christ has done in my life, you know, if you want to meet Jesus. And then I have this epiphany, and I'm just like, I wonder what I'm sending people to. Like, what's on this website? Because I had written out my testimony.
You never saw it.
Well, I mean, I saw it, but I didn't exactly think about it in deep, you know. Okay, reminding myself what did I write, right? So I go back, and this is after, like, handing out, like, I don't know, lots and lots of flyers. So I go back home that day, and I go on the website, and I go back, and my face is, like, melting as I'm reading this. And I'm like, it's like, me, and my, and blame, and this is what happened, and me, and then I'm like, oh my goodness, it's about me. I was like, this is horrible. And I remember calling Greg, and I'm like, can I change my testimony? And he was like, that's a great idea. But he was just so patient because it's a journey.
Yeah.
You don't just get there. But I remember that awareness of just like, oh my goodness. Like, I remember the time that you had said before, it's just like when we come to Christ, there's that significant season of us and self. Mm-hmm. There's a defined moment of encountering the awesome power of Jesus. But then there's that difference. The old has gone, the new has come. And it's just like when we just meet Jesus, we don't have a lot of that journey of with him. We just met him.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know a lot about him, but I know he's awesome, and I want you to know him.
Right.
And it's like you look back at that story, and I'm like, it's only about me. And it's just like that last sentence of just like, hey, if you want to meet
God.
Yeah.
And if you want to know about him, you can meet him too.
Yeah, and it's like, and then I met Jesus, and I'm like, okay, there's got to be more than the five addendums of me and then the subparagraph of Jesus.
Well, you're on a journey.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing. You're on a journey, and it's interesting, and it's so cool to see just how – you know, God has brought you from, you know, your sincere desire to mm-hmm. want to know him, to tell others, and how God was changing in your own life. When we come back from this break, Steve's going to continue to share with you everything that God has done. Maybe not everything, but he'll share with you mm-hmm. some awesome transformation as God's just continuing to bring him through. And he gives me and others, I'm sure, a bunch of encouragement.
So I'm continuing to just try to minister as best I can on a college campus of 15,000 people, and I'd spent years there, graduated, but at that time, like, I was just so hungry to say, okay, God, what do you want me to do? And it was during that last semester that God was showing me that I'm calling you to Pittsburgh. But the thing about it, though, is just like, if I would not have been faithful with the apartment complex, if I would not have been faithful with the college campus, mm-hmm. where God presently had me, would God have still said, I want you to go to Pittsburgh?
Right.
And so because of that, I was like, okay, God, I'm going to go. And I go to Pittsburgh, and I was there for a season, and I ministered to whoever I could in the workplace, in my neighborhood, in the city. And then God said, okay, I want you to come back. Mm-hmm. And I learned all that and how God, I mean, it's just like there's so many stories of, I mean, absolute miracles of how God provided everything to get to Pittsburgh and not only to get back, but But I even think about the significance of those village-in relationships, and even the relationship that we still have now. Mm-hmm. It's that because of God and how He placed those people around me to give me wisdom. And, you know, you're laughing because we were saying during the break that, you know, you remember all those business ideas that we were talking because, you know, I wanted to just not godly businesses. And you were so patient. You're like, I wouldn't exactly do that. It's probably not a smart idea. Why don't you pray about it? just being able to have patience and understand the fact that, you know, it's okay if when you have a newborn baby, if they got dirty diapers. Mm-hmm. It's okay because it's a journey. Because every single person who's a heart surgeon, they were a baby at one time. And it's just like Jesus says that, you know, we must be born again. It's a journey. We got to grow up in Jesus. Mm-hmm. And to even think about the fact of how God says, okay, I want you to come back. And doing where God has me now, God reminded me, it's just like the things that we're writing for Jesus. Like we talk about the torch and we're writing out what God is saying. And even that conversation that I had with Greg recently, it reminded me, it's just like, do you remember that it started with you writing with chalk? Mm. And now I'm writing with a keyboard.
Right.
But the powerful thing is, though, but it's done for Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. It's just like, I just feel like that there's those listening. It's just like, you know, you're there with your chalk and you're thinking that you're not doing anything. You know, we were talking about before, John, we were talking about the seven mountains. And it's just like we can, you know, believe that deceptive lie and think that people are impacting others out there. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh, what am I doing for Jesus where I am? And it's just like, if you're just faithful with where you are, even if it's with the lady next to you and you're just giving her, you know, a batch of cookies and telling her Jesus loves you, mm-hmm. you're making an impact for the mm-hmm. kingdom. You're making an impact for Jesus. And it just really encouraged me to think about the fact of the journey that God has taken me on. And it's just like, you know, if God's moving in your life, you're on that journey. Don't neglect where you are mm-hmm. on the way to where you're going. Mm-hmm. Know that God has you there for a reason. And just let him do what God wants to do because He's the one in control. And I love how you say that, John. It's just like, today's okay. It doesn't matter when you know the one who holds tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And if you just have that abiding relationship, get connected, be related, and allow people to just say, hey, that's probably not a good idea. You should probably pray about it. And have those moments of just, you know, having that relationship and just spending time with God and watch what He does in your life and remember the journey along the way. It's exciting.
It is exciting because that's the journey of discipleship. Mm-hmm. That's the journey of walking out your life, your what God has done in your life mm-hmm. with someone alongside of you that is going to help disciple you. Is going to help, you know, mold you, impart life to you, and help you along the way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, no man's an island, and we all need each other. Mm-hmm. We need people to speak into our lives, and we need to speak into the lives of others. Mm-hmm. And when we make ourselves available to that, you know, what would have happened if you had said, hey, thanks for the advice, but no thanks. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll take that under consideration. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We limit our opportunity to grow in God if we think we have all the answers.
Yeah, and that's a huge thing because it's just like, what if I would have gotten so stuck on the fact of just like, I want my apartment complex to know Jesus. I want my apartment complex to know. And there's a lot of people.
You'd still be sitting there.
Exactly. And there's a lot of people that are, because I was frustrated. And there's a lot that are frustrated, and it's just like when you have that awareness of just like, okay, there are others that are dying to know Him that are saying, is there a people? Yes, there is a people if you're willing to go and just follow Him.
That's so wonderful. Listen, there is a people. All you need to do is yield, right, and just say, God, here I am. Do what you want with me, and I will listen. I will follow. I will let you take me on this journey. And since you didn't know what you were doing before you came to Christ, now that you came to Christ, it's a good idea to listen, right?
Yeah.
And learn and listen to those who have walked before you. They'll bring you along the way.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.